Hello and welcome to episode 20 of Toofy Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. But first, trivia for you. Our winner from last week, who was the quickest to correctly answer what this song is... Actually, nobody guessed it correctly.
Not quite.
Somebody was close, but you gotta refine your answer a little bit more, buddy.
Let's just say they were really close. Within one digit.
So we're going to leave it up into the contest section, and you can try to re-guess it again over there. As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin.
Plus, if you win, Ray will also send you a copy of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which is really nice of you, Ray, to offer that up. Right?
Don't listen to Tim.
Just kidding. So,
takes us right to our topic of the week.
Yeah, I thought this week we would talk about Pac-Man, you know?
Yeah, the new Pac-Man sequel that's coming out.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool that, what is it, the 25th anniversary of Pac-Man?
I don't know.
Okay, we're not really talking about Pac-Man.
Smash Brothers. It's out. Tim and I have both played it.
Yes.
I've already logged in 40 hours. No, I'm kidding.
That's impossible! But no. You did it.
Actually, I don't know how many hours I've logged. I'm guessing like 5 or 6.
What? That's it?
That's it. Well, here's the thing: is I was out with a few friends picking it up at the midnight release, and then we went back to their place and played just Brawl against each other for about 3 hours or so, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So it was all on their system, so none of that is logged in. But yeah, so like 3 hours, we played through like all the stages available at the start. Tried to touch as many characters as we could, and then I went to sleep really late. Daylight savings time pushed me to 4 a.m. immediately, and I played a bunch today, went through some Subspace Emissary, did some classic mode, target test, home run contest, stickers, trophies, online.
Just a variety, huh?
It was pretty crazy, yeah. And I still haven't touched everything yet either. I'm always thinking about like, oh, I haven't done this mode yet, you know? Mm-hmm. I should do that sometime. Yeah, so how many hours have you put into it?
I would say between 3 and 4, probably.
Wow.
Which is more than I thought I would have played already. Well,
it sucks you in, doesn't it?
Cause it does.
It's not like a one-trick pony where, you know, if you're playing, you know, Mario Strikers Charged, you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm getting kind of bored. I'm gonna turn it off now. You know, or, okay, I've kind of played my time limit. You know, I'm mm-hmm. done. But with Brawl, it's like, well, I'm kind of tired of fighting, so I guess I'll do some target tests. Or, mm-hmm. I think I'll check out what new trophies I got. Or, ooh, like, I wonder what kind of pictures I could take. Or, like, it has every mood you could need in a video game. So as soon as you're ready to switch moods, there's another mode for how you feel right then.
What mode do you play for sadness?
probably go to, like, the song test and play, like, a really sad Animal Crossing song.
Oh, there you go. See, Ray's got an answer to everything right here. Oh, boy. Well, I didn't even know if I was going to buy it today. I hadn't really decided what I was going to do, but I figured that, Ray, you and my friendship probably hinged on the purchase of Smash Brothers Brawl, so I figured
our partnership, like the whole website is
yeah.
in the balance.
I didn't want to mess with the good thing here, so I figured I better go out and get the game. No, really, like, you know, it's been hyped up pretty much for longer than you and I have been friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was never a big Smash fan. I really had always hated the franchise, only because I never really played it a whole lot, and it just didn't really interest me. And you've talked it up a lot, and I knew it would be a a great game. I just didn't know if it was my type of game, but I figured, you know, I'm going to get it, give it a shot, see if I can get decent at it, and I'm sure I'll have some fun. And so I went ahead and bought it today, and yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's more accessible than I maybe thought it would be. I was a little intimidated at first because,
Everything's been ups, basically. It's all, you know.
Well, that and I feel like I have a 10-year, you guys, you know, other people have like a 10-year head start on
right,
me.
Right, right.
This is my first, you know, entrance into the franchise, really.
Well, and, you know, I noticed that they've made the gameplay a little easier overall as far as doing things you want it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like picking up an item in midair, you just do it with the A button now. You know, before you had to do it with the Z. You know, it's like you could do everything that you could before, but it's just more complicated. So they've kind of simplified it a little bit to just to make it more obvious, like the way it should be, in all honesty. And like, oh, if you're facing the wrong direction on a ledge, like sometimes I'll still grab it. I'm like, oh wow, like it did what I wanted it to, even though I thought I was going to fail. So I was, and it's been slowed down a tad bit. I've noticed it's not quite as fast. Like we all noticed that change because we had played Melee for about an hour or so before we picked it up. And so when we played Brawl for the first time, I was like, whoa, it's like slow motion, a little weird feeling that things were slower and kind of floaty feeling. But, you know, it just took a little while to get used to it. So my problem is I'm trying to do things too fast now. Like, I'm so used to the timing of Melee that I'm trying to do things too fast and my attacks aren't lining up correctly. And so for someone like you, you know, you just get to learn right now, and so you get used to whatever the physics are. Whereas with me, I kind of have to, like, relearn the physics a little bit, get a little more used to this new, like, oh, Sheik doesn't quite handle the way she used to. You know, I'm going to have to, you know, work on her a little more.
So does this explain why I beat you one time out of, like, the ten matches we played?
No, it was the lag, actually.
Okay. I knew there had to be an explanation, you know. Well, I was wondering if you just, like, felt sorry for me and died on purpose, because the one time I beat you, I was about to die, and you went after me off the side of the ledge, and you ended up, like, killing yourself before I
died. I was doing some pretty outrageous stuff, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be, I'm just going to impale him with this hit. I'm going to jump off the side of the stage. He's already about dead. I'm going to go over there and just, like, just rape him into the death zone, and I'm like, no, I missed. I died first.
Well, and that was the second time you tried that. The first time you actually succeeded. I'm like, what a jerk. I was like, I was ready to die my peaceful death, you know, and then he takes Fox and blasts me over the edge. I'm like, thank you very much, Ray. And so, yeah, thanks for that.
It was a good time for me, at least.
Yeah.
You're going to get better, and hopefully the lag will let up a little bit so I can actually pull off those devastating jerk moves on you. And,
yes,
I was just kind of messing with Tim. I'm not going to be quite so evil against you people who want to play.
Yeah, but I did play quite a bit against some other 2-piece start friends already. And,
oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to put in the friend codes yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I played against, how do you say his name? Gertzer, something like that.
Okay.
And there was no lag at all. I don't know where he's located, but we had some good times there. And then somebody else joined in, and then all of a sudden it got really laggy.
Mm. I expect for these first few days or maybe even a week or so, it's going to be kind of weird because everyone's playing it at once.
They're kind of just gauging the traffic at this point
and
seeing if they need to add servers and all that stuff. So there'll be kind of a growing period there. But overall, a lot of fun. And what I really need, though, is a sparring partner, like, locally. And I'm hoping my brother can fill that
So you can, like, work, play it together and get good together.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I don't want to depend solely on the multiplayer. I want to be able to pop the game in, you know, locally and not do online all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully he enjoys the game too.
You know, the really nice thing about Brawl is that there's something for everybody to love. There's at least one character and one mode that you're going to fall in love with somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could be regular multiplayer, could be the single player, could be a target test, who knows, but it's like you'll really identify with the character and have a lot of fun with just one thing, and then the game will basically expand for you from there. That I really like that about the game. It's not just a one-trick pony kind of thing. Like, there's just a lot of depth. Like, I was afraid I was going to be unlocking way too much, way too quickly, and I really wasn't. And I'm like, I got a lot of stuff to do here. Like, this is gonna be quite a while. So,
yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then the subspace emissary. You know, I played for like, I don't know, an hour or more, probably more than an hour.
What'd you think of that?
I saved it and I was like 8% complete. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm only 8% done with this thing.
I think that's where I'm at.
Couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, I enjoy watching the like FMV sequences. I mean, I guess it's a bit monotonous. I kind of wish that there were more like enemies that were relevant to the locale that you're playing in. It's a little much with the robots over and over again.
See, I don't mind that at all, because that's your enemy.
Yeah, but I'd like to see enemies from each franchise.
But see, I think the idea is, like, if you want to do each franchise, you just go out and buy their game. You know?
No.
Sure, with Pit, you can't do that, because he doesn't have one, except unless you want to go to Game Boy. But it's like... I don't know. It's like you're waging against a war against the subspace army. So you're going to be fighting the subspace people, you know?
Well, I mean, then at least a bigger variety of those drones.
I mean,
you know?
Let's not forget, we're only 8% in, right? So
True.
It could get worse or it could get better. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I was kind of surprised. I had heard some mixed things about the subspace emissary adventure mode. And a lot of people are like, it's just really boring and you just do the same thing over and over. But I really liked it. I've always been a fan of, like, you know, the beat 'em up games where you just, it's like a side scroller, you just run around and beat up stuff with a friend too. And so, like, people are always wondering, why aren't there any more beat 'em up games? And whenever there is something like that, people complain about it. Like, it's really boring, you just go around and beat up people, you know, like there's nothing to it sort of thing. It's like they're kind of it just reminds me of like really old school video games. Where it's just like, yeah, there's just a bunch of enemies that just keep repeating and you just keep beating them up and moving through the level and fighting some bosses, and so I had a lot of fun with it.
Is that why you like Marvel Ultimate Alliance so much?
That's a good point, actually.
Ray hates that game.
I don't hate it. I just it was the first time where I truly felt like every video gamer's girlfriend in the world, where they're like, do I have to keep playing this? Like, what's the point? Like, there's just a bunch of characters I don't know beating up things and for no real reason, and it was a very strange feeling. We won't go into that this episode.
Okay.
That's a very dark side I don't want to touch.
That'll be next episode. Ray hates the Xbox
no!
edition. Am I supposed to say something special here? Or?
No, go for it. Just give your suggestion. Get it over with.
With great comics come great comments.
And this week's suggestion box was no different.
Was no different.
Not at all.
Well, this week, my Black Doom suggestion box award...
I've got one of those, too.
goes to Luellic, who asked the very important question, is Ray a clone? And this was regarding our comic this week with the Landmaster, and I thought that was a pretty clever point to make. if you are aware, we won't go into it, but if you know the game, you know what he's talking about.
My comment goes to JDW, who said, nice artwork, but the actual comedy in the comic failed. And then right after that, someone named The King Up North said, I actually think the opposite. I think the art looks pretty bad, but the comic is funny.
To each his own, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, that's something for everyone. That's great.
Actually, this comic was mostly your doing, I would say. I mean, the idea...
No, I mean, you had the idea. This is what's great, is you were the one who was like, Ray, we need to do a Landmaster comic.
That's
we just
true.
Need to have, like, a
that.
Scene of just grass. You know, just a nice, happy field of grass with flowers and bunny rabbits for, like... 5 frames, so no one knows what's going on. And all of a sudden, the Landmaster just comes rolling through. I'm like, no, it needs to drop from the sky and just crush everything. And so, you know, we kind of came like, oh, do you have any ideas? Like, no, just the Landmaster one. And so I kind of tossed in the idea of us kind of talking in the room. And to be honest, you know, I'm really happy the first two panels of this comic are just us in the house, because it's like, oh, I've seen this before. You know, they're just going to be talking about something again. And it's going to be over in a couple frames and really boring. But then out of nowhere, this big landmaster, you know, falls through the roof. So I'm really happy about the deception of the comic.
Yep.
Quite pleased.
Yeah, I think that worked out well. Although I still like my idea of just the bunny rabbits and the grass and the serene environment, and then all of a sudden.
See, that would work better for like a movie, like a short film.
Yes.
You could have the music and the sound effects, and then like the landmaster falls in and it has like some quick cutting MTV style editing with like heavy like rock music.
Oh yeah, some heavy metal.
Landmasters battling together. And
can you get on that and make just a flash
I wish.
Video of it? That would be
oh,
awesome.
It just wouldn't work out.
Oh boy. Well, thank you for all the comments. We had many, many, many comments this week. And there was actually, by the way, Andrew had a really good comment, but I'm not going to say it because it was very lengthy and it went back to our controversies from last podcast. So
oh, right,
I don't
yeah.
want to dig those up again, but thank you everybody for your comments. And please do leave your friend code for Brawl. I was thinking, Ray,
yeah.
maybe we could set up like a time when we're going to for sure be playing, and
yeah,
just
so
all the 2P Start, you know, folks can log in and know that there's other friends to play
get
with,
together so. And team up against us, see
yeah.
if we can take Ray and Tim down. That'd be fun.
Yeah, so we'll maybe put a post up this week of a good time, weekly or daily or whenever that we might be on. So
all right, sounds well good. Moving on to the most dreaded part of the program, the horrible Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Black
Dr. Robotnik.
No. Dr. Eggman.
Eggman.
No, Black Doom. This week it's going to be Brawl-centric.
Correct. And this is not to say that, you know, after all the praise showered onto
it is an awesome game and worth every penny, in my opinion. And
but we wanted to be a little
every Wii owner needs to have this game. It's just that, you know, we might as well go over some bad things about it too, like what isn't good. And maybe by these what isn't good, you'll realize how good the game is, because these things are probably so lame.
Oh yeah, these are
going
to be really, really nitpicky.
Like, we could be talking about like No More Heroes, and it's like, oh man, that overworld is so buggy and it just messes the game up completely. Like mm-hmm. these will probably be some minor things, I expect. So Tim, how many do you have?
Looks like I got maybe 3.
I've got 4, so maybe I should go first.
Go ahead.
Alright, my first Black Doom Award goes to the intro movie of Brawl.
Oh yeah, you've talked about
this. Because
it's
just a bunch of clips of the cutscenes from the Subspace Emissary. The intro for 64 and the intro for Melee were great because they used really nice presentation quality, show off each character with some nice angles, and kind of do some sweet transitions. And it was basically made specifically to be an awesome introduction to the game. Mm-hmm. And that was the only place that you could see that. I just feel kind of gypped turning on Brawl and having a bunch of cutscenes. You know, it's like, just to have like a clip show, basically. It's like, I don't want a clip show. Like, you guys made an awesome trailer. You guys make awesome videos all the time that show off these really funny things. And you couldn't make an original introduction for the game. It just kind of irks me a little bit.
Hmm.
But you know, it's like, I'm going to skip it every time now, so it doesn't really matter anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't so bothered with it, but again, I'm not that invested in the franchise, and I probably didn't watch as many
it's just like
videos.
It's like a quality issue for me.
Sure, sure. I know,
like,
it'd
be such a better quality game if it had just that touch of excellence at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off the rocker now. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, my first one. Okay, again, these are really, really nitpicky. They're just the tiniest little issues, but I did notice them. So, when Ike wins and he says, "I fight for my friends."
I fight for my friends.
That is just
like
the
this,
lamest
he's
thing.
He's like this, what do you say, like 25-year-old, like buff,
he's got this huge sword, and
he wields a two-handed sword with one hand, and he's like, "I fight for my friends." And you're like, "What? Who is this kid?" It sounds like Bill Gates is like.
That would be the equivalent to like Square Enix redoing Final Fantasy VII in like. On the PS3 and full voice acting, and Cloud Strife opens his mouth and says, "Oh, Tifa, come here. Come here, Tifa. Oh, Aeris, where are you?" You know, I mean, it just ruins it, you know?
Yeah. That's why sometimes... sounds a little younger and a little more friendly than I guess I'd want him to be.
That's why we like that, you know, Link doesn't really talk. And
plus, I don't think he should be in English at all, because right. Marth is in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marth and Roy were always, like, you know, Fire Emblem was never in the U.S. before, so they were, like, Japanese characters. They just kept the Japanese voices.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting, though, is that there's a lot of new voice work in this game, including, like, Fox. Fox has a new voice, and then you're kind of, when you hear it, you're like, whoa, Fox sounds weird, you know? Like, why does he sound so weird? But the reality is that we're just used to him from Melee, which was just the normal Japanese voice. Like, they use the Japanese voice, so he sounds really funny, but we're just so used to it. You know, he's like, "Mission complete." You know, like, it's not right English, you know, but then we kind of take it as, well, that's just how Fox talks. So now when he says, like, "Mission complete," you're like, what? Why doesn't he sound weird? Like, that's all wrong. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, so that kind of bugs. But the other one is, you know, after the intro plays of the game... And it goes to the title screen, and it's, like, completely silent.
Yes.
That really bothers me. I want to hear shouting, Smash Brothers Brawl!
I miss the shouting. I wish he had the big, ridiculous yell. I'm just
Where
glad it's
that?
Not. I'm just glad it's not Super Smash Brothers Wii with him yelling it. But, he doesn't yell it. It's just, it goes to silence. And I'm used to the title screen being silent. Like, if you skip the intro movie, it would always just go to the title screen just completely silent. And I like that, because it's like the calm before the storm sort of thing. Like, ooh, like, you know, it's very suspenseful kind of feeling. But, no yelling. I am thrown back by that. It always cracked me up.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun part of the game.
But, my next award goes to the fact that you can't save replays that are over 3 minutes long.
Mm.
And, I mean... It's just kind of annoying, because we normally do like 4-stock or 5-stock matches, and those will usually go about 3.5 or 4 minutes long, and so it just kind of messes with our system, you know? It's like,
I guess you can't save like 3 minutes of that match?
No, it won't let you save at all. Like, if it's over 3 minutes, then there's no option to save. It doesn't give you the button
stupid.
To save. Yeah, it is too bad, and I believe... I'm not going to say things I don't know for sure, but... it is too bad, I mean, it makes some sense, though, that you don't want to be sending your friends these ridiculously huge replays that... But it would be nice if you're in, like, a tournament or something, there's, like, a really long, like, 10-minute match between two masters. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to save that forever, you know? It's just too bad, in my opinion, but...
Sounds like you're going to have to set up some sort of DVR system and just tape every match you do or something.
Well, I think, you know, we're just going to play with different... I think we're trying to do, like, 3-stock rules now, and it feels a little shorter, but it's like our chances of having it under 3 minutes is much greater.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, if you're watching a rematch for, like... Or, I'm sorry, if you're watching a replay for, like, one little hilarious scene, you don't want to have to wait, like, 6 minutes for it, you know?
Right.
It is nice to have them just kind of short and compact, so it's kind of a mixed feeling for me.
Well, if you like those 4 or 5-stock matches, you could probably play me, and I'll kill myself like 3 or 4 times, and then you just have to kill me like once or twice, and that should be under about 3 minutes, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can always play against me if you really want to keep it down.
like when you just fell aimlessly into the pit.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Twice
I didn't know
in
what
a
happened.
Row. Well, that was the Pokemon trainer was in the background on a platform. And it looks like there's a platform you could land on. And I did it, too. I tried landing on the platform. Like, whoa, that was in the background? Boom.
I don't like moving levels. I'm not good enough yet.
Yeah, screw Rainbow Cruise.
okay, all right, so I have two more. This is really minuscule. When we were looking at the menu months ago and kind of I was criticizing the Brawl menu... One defense that Ray had come up with was, well, they want to make the buttons really big so you can use the Wii pointer to make your selection.
You're absolutely right.
And that kind of made some sense. But now there is no Wii pointer support at all. So that makes the menu kind of crappy, in my opinion.
Which is weird, too, because, you know, the character select screen is a hand where you pick up tokens and drop them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that would be perfect for the Wii remote, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know. It's weird, but
I guess because have you tried it with the nunchuck attachment?
I have, and, well,
okay, that didn't work.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And you just have to use the D-pad the other way.
Interesting. Now, the reason I think the menus are the way they are is to make it really easy to tell where you're going.
Right.
I think, because they're trying to get a lot of, you know, new owners to play Smash for the first time. If you look at the instruction manual, it's like the way it's like the first page is like, hey, what is this game? How do you play? You know, like it's like these big pictures and big words, like knock your opponent off the screen. Very simplified. I think there are a lot of modes and a lot of menus. It can get confusing really quickly. So they made everything really color coordinated, bigger icons for things that are much more important. You know, similar shapes if they're similar sorts of things that you're going to be facing. And yeah, so
I would have liked to see some sort of menu skinning system where you could
choose,
change it up. That would be really cool.
Now, see, what video game has ever done that?
Well, Brawl is supposed to be the game that does what other games won't do.
But I guess that's my point, though. Like, we start holding it to a standard higher than any other video game in existence, basically. It's kind of a funny way to think of it.
Yeah. So you have one more?
Yeah, my last Black Doom choice goes to, and don't worry, no spoilers, I promise, but the order and the choices of what's unlockable as far as character selection goes. I'm very surprised at which characters they chose to make secret and which ones are easier to unlock than others. And even some of the lame excuses for how you go about unlocking a character. I know I was with Kevin and Kevin was like, wait, you have Captain Olimar from the start? I'm like, yeah. He's like, what? Like King Dedede from the start? Like those should be secret people, you know, like the kind of confusing characters no one really knows about. Like those should be secrets. But they're like right there from the start, and then you unlock people, and you're like, "Oh, they're unlockable? Why? That doesn't make any sense. I expected them, you know. Like that's kind of weird."
Yeah, I agree. I think the obscure ones, the newcomers, should be the ones that are, you know, more secretive, unlockable types.
Yeah, but I'm kind of. Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite know what it is, but you know. Either way, though, eventually you'll all have them unlocked, and then it won't really matter.
Then
anyways.
It won't matter, exactly.
No one will ever care again. They won't remember or care.
Right. Well, I had one final one, and that is I really feel that the non-friend multiplayer Wi-Fi is pretty lackluster. I was kind of disappointed to find that you could only play, 2-minute matches?
Right.
Against anyone in the world or whatever.
Right.
That's just very limiting. And, I mean, I guess I guess what you have to do is just get a lot of friends so that you never have to worry about only having the option of playing the 2-minute matches against random people, you know?
Yeah, there's no customization, basically. I mean, you can input your choice of items and your choice of stage, and you can hope that yours gets picked. I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's only 2 minutes, no stock. It's only 2-minute brawl. That's it. And I mean, you get a lot of ties and stuff from that. Cause I mean, things happen really fast. Final smashes are everywhere and like crazy stuff goes on. And so even if you're like a veteran, you're going to have a hard time, you know, really staying on top because there's just no time to do much. I think one of the reasons why this is though, is because of like spectator mode. They want to be able to just keep short clips, put them online, you know, or I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing for me. I know they just want it to be fun for people. You just jump in, you don't know who anyone is. You're just in and out real quickly, just to play against someone. No records are kept. And I mean, I know some people are probably really upset about this. I don't really care. But you know, it would be for a game that has so much customization. It is surprising to see something so limited thrown into it. Because that's the problem, is you have so much customization over this entire game that when they finally limit you to something, you're like, why? Like, what? Right. What's the reason now?
Yeah, I can't see myself playing that very often. Both, and you did mention another point is no record keeping.
Of online.
Online, that's kind of a bummer, but
I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's probably my biggest gripe, I guess. The rest of mine were pretty minuscule, but yeah, you know, it seems to me that Mario Kart Wii is going to have better online modes and support than.
But it won't be. But it won't be as good of a game, I think.
Well, you're probably right, but I'm kind of disappointed that maybe they came out in that order then, because. You know, had Mario Kart been come out first and Brawl second, maybe Brawl would have had, you know, its own channel dedicated to, like,
know,
seeing all the online stuff that's going on and
I don't know. I think some of it is just what Sakurai wanted to do with online, though.
Could be.
I don't, because obviously, if Nintendo was forcing him to do this, then they wouldn't be doing it for Mario Kart at the exact same time. I think it's probably what he wanted to do, so we probably would have seen it. I don't know. Yeah, it's strange. It is.
Yeah, too bad he's such a moron.
Yeah, what a jerk. I want to find him online, and I wouldn't even know it.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to record it if it was over three. No, I just...
You wouldn't be able to play him because of the distance? It would be so laggy?
Technically or legally? All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We'll see you next week on Monday for a brand new episode of the podcast, and also every Wednesday with a new comic at 2pstart.com. So with that, we'll see you next week.